Say praise, Lord.
Thank you. And we give honor to our God, who is our life. We thank him for his goodness unto us, his grace, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. We thank him for salvation, the salvation that we so currently stand in and that we have. We thank him he's going to do for us just through his word on today. Just remembering Sister Vance to him just on this afternoon. Once again, continue to pray just for each other, that God continue to bless us and help us and give us everything that we need. We thank the Lord for the scripture reading. And if we can go back real quickly to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. We thank the Lord for the scriptures. Swift to hear, slow to speak. We thank the Lord for everything that he allows us to hear, being doers of his word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Why would we die? Our God, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but he wants the wicked to turn to repent from their evil ways. He is a savior. He is a deliverer. Salvation is still on the table. If a soul wants to be saved, it's possible, even on today. And so those of us that are saved, we thank the Lord for salvation, for the Holy Ghost, for power, giving us a way out. We thank him for everything that he's done for us. So Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, once again we thank the Lord for all the scripture. And it reads and it says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Our God is a counselor. And this isn't the first time that we've seen this scripture, but our God is a counselor. He gives guidance, and his guidance is for salvation. And even naturally speaking, once again, this isn't new, counselors are there for help, to give advice, to help people come up with and establish a plan. They kind of help steer us in whatever direction they deem is right. But it just says, where no counsel is. And counsel is just guidance, plan. So the scripture is true. It says, where no counsel is, the people fall. So if we didn't have any guidance, we didn't have any counsel, we gonna fall. But the scripture says, but in the multitude of counselors, so when you're in the multitude of counselors, those that help guide, they'll that have a plan, their safety, their support, their assistance, there's help. We think back even just as a young child, and not even say, but just if we sometimes listen to them that had experience, been there and done that, it was provided for us a little bit of safety. But even when we look, when it comes just to God and this way, our God is a counselor. And we want our God to guide us. I want to be in the multitude of people that can guide, that has a plan. You know, we think about babes in Christ and them that are immature and may not you know, have heard the level of word that those that are full age have. We can be a help. We can be a support even for them. So once again, it says where no counsel is, it just says people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, says there's safety. And I just believe to those of us full age, if there are saints that have not, you know, heard, have been taught some of the word that we have been taught, and they have questions and they want some advice and they want help with a plan, I believe that we can help them with that. And it's not because we're so good. It's not because we're know-it-alls. It's just because of the scripture. I'm going to help you how God has helped me. And so when we assemble and we hear the word, it's God, he's counseling. Just so when I hear, be swift to hear, that's guidance. That's a plan from God. So be swift to hear. Be quick to hear. Slow. That's a plan. That's guidance. That's steerage by God. To be doers of the word, that's guidance. And once again, that's not our guidance. That wasn't Stephen's guidance. That's God's guidance. Now, if we are in conversation with someone and they say, man, you know, do I gotta be a doer? Yes, you gotta be a doer. I'm giving counsel from the counselor. And so when we think about Just the word and the instructions that God gives. That's his plan. That's his guidance. That's his steering us. But he's doing it by his word. There's expectations and there's things that he wants his church, his people to be. And he understands that if I don't guide, if I don't give them the plan, they aren't going to be what I want them to be. So I got to get the plan. That's why we want to know what God's will is. We want to know what is that perfect and acceptable and that good will. We want to know that. And it's going to come from the word. So once again, where no counsel is, people fall into. Sometimes people just don't want counsel, especially good counsel. Some people just want to hear stuff, but they don't want to hear what they need. And so we just thank the Lord just for having a mind. Once again, just to hear God's plan. I want his counsel because I know he is the counselor. And just as saints, as we continue to grow, just in this life, we in turn can help others. And I just believe that we're in the multitude of saints. There should be some safety. We start having those conversations and asking those questions. And I speak for their safety. We call saints. They love the Lord, especially saints that have been taught the precious word of God. We have something to give. We have something to say because God, he gave it. He gave it unto us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. We'll just walk the word for a little bit for the scripture speak to us. And help us today. But Matthew chapter 2
We'll start with verse 1.
And it reads, and it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, it says, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And once again, it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, it says, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them, Herod did, where Christ should be born. So he demanded, he said, where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So the scriptures is very plain that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And then we see Herod. Verse 4 says, when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem. So he was wanting to know, where is Christ going to be? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet. So to establish the fact that Jesus Christ is going to be born in Bethlehem, they said, for thus it is written by the prophet. Let's keep on going. Let's go to St. John chapter 7, verse 37. John chapter 7. Let's start with verse 37. Jesus born in Bethlehem, Herod demanded where Christ should be born. He said, in Bethlehem. For thus it was written by the prophet. So St. John chapter 7, verse 37. And it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. So Jesus wasn't quiet. He stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So that's what he stood and said to the people. Verse 38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So them that believe on Christ should receive the Spirit, Holy Ghost. It says, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Verse 42 says, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David? And out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was.
Verse 43 says, so there was a division among the people because of him. So verse 40, we see it says, many of the people, it says, therefore, so when they heard this saying of Christ, some said, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? So you see that there was different claims and different sayings that was coming from the people based on what they heard Jesus say. And then in verse 42, it says, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So they knew the scripture said that. So even then, we just see just the religious folks just that they still knew what the scripture said. And they referred to it. Even when it was demanded of Herod where Christ should be born, say in Bethlehem, for thus it is written. And then what was written by the prophet showed that this is where Christ was going to be born. So even then we see that the people, they had close connections just to the scriptures. And we see that there was a division because of Christ amongst the people. And even now, just one thing is just I don't like, especially amongst the body of Christ, is just schisms and gaps and separate and not seeing the same thing and not speaking the same thing and disagreeing on spiritual matters. There was division because of him. But when we think about division, even now, the thing that quiets division and helps division is the scriptures. So if there was any debate on where Christ was supposed to be born, let's go to the scriptures. Because the scriptures, what was written by the prophets and Moses, it showed them Christ. So we see that some said that this is the prophet, others said this is the Christ, but some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? But then it says, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? It says, so there was a division among the people because of him. Division. It happens. But what brings things together are the scriptures. What saith the scripture? There's so many debates. Questions, comments. I don't believe this. I don't believe that. I'm going to do this. What saith the scripture? Even as something that some people may call simple, is where Christ was born. Let's go to the scripture. And what you find sometimes, people don't mind talking. They don't mind saying stuff. But when you start referencing the scripture, sometimes people don't like that. Sometimes people start getting offended. They start drawing up. But just for us, it's all about what saith the scripture. Because we understand sometimes the divisions will be. And sometimes those divisions can be because that word hasn't came yet. That word hasn't been taught yet. But then sometimes you can have divisions, although the word has come, because I choose not to believe. I choose not to trust what thus saith the Lord. So it's just, we see that there was divisions. And once again, for us, it always has to be about the scriptures. Because even going back to our scripture reading, that's where our counsel is. That's where God's plan is. See, if we want to disagree on national stuff, and we've said this before, if you think that color of that chair is red, and I call it maroon, that disagreement don't matter. But when it comes to God's counsel, when it comes to God's plan, it matters. So for us, let's always keep the scriptures in mind. Because sometimes we'll be in conversation with people that might try to question. They might get a little too out of character and say things that's not scripture. And we have to be in a place always to be able to speak back scripture, because this is where God's counsel is. And we talk about God's plan, God's guidance, His steerage, doing things His way. This is serious. Now, once again, if we want to debate on the cover of different things that's not relating to spiritual matters, that's on you. Whether we're right or we're wrong, there's no consequence of being wrong and going to hell because we differ on color. But when it comes to this way, it matters. It matters what we think salvation is. It matters on how we think the Holy Ghost comes in. It matters. Because the reason why it matters, it's about salvation. It's about being delivered from sin. It's about heaven. And it's also about hell. So when it comes to God's plan, when it comes to God's counsel, I'm sorry, I want to be right. And we can take it further. I got to be right. Because this thing is about God. And the thing about God, He helps us to be right. He helps us to preach and teach the right. Because we have the scriptures. So when we're in those conversations, what saith the scripture? You saying this? I'm saying that. What saith God's word? Because God's word, regardless of what people think and how they feel, it's always right. And we believe through the scripture that God, He'll give us everything that we need. So it's His plan, not ours. It's His way, not ours. In everything, as something as simple as where Christ was going to be born, they can establish that based on what the scripture said. And if they just took heed to the scripture, and then they just take heed to what actually happened, they could have made the connection that this is Christ, that this is the Messiah. And so even as an assembly, as a flock, as a church, in ourselves, we can never like divisions in the church. We can't like schisms. I'm not comfortable with that. We can't feel good about that. there's divisions, somebody's wrong. And the thing is, we have to believe and always know that God is right. And because he's right, and because his way is good, and his way is perfect, that makes me want to be right. But that also makes me know, if I want to make it, I got to be right. And I'm right when I take heed to the scriptures, God's counsel, God's plan, and do it God's way. Because everybody got something to say. But what saith the scripture that can stop it? So if we want to have discussion, what does God's word say? Because I want to know his plan. I want to know his guidance. Because I want to be everything that he's calling me to be. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Philippians chapter 1. His spirit leads and guides us. We find his counsel in the scriptures. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. And Paul says to the saints, he writes, for to me to live is Christ. And Paul says, and to die is gain. He says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He says, but if I live in the flesh, he says, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, he says, I want not. I know not, for I'm in a strait. He says between two. So I'm. He says I'm in a strait. I'm compressed. Says betwixt two. He says having a desire to depart and to be with Christ. Paul says, which is far better. This is the Apostle Paul. He said, for to me to live is Christ. He says, and to die, he said, is gain. He says in verse 23, for I'm in a strait between two. Having a desire, he says, to depart. So Paul, having a desire to leave. He says, and to be with Christ. So Paul knew, if I depart, I'm going to be with Christ. That's where his faith was. That's where his trust was. Because of what Jesus revealed to him. He believed that if I die, it's gain. If I depart and be with Christ, he says, it's far better. But then in verse 24, he says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, he says, is more needful for you. So as he's writing to the saints, he says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He's in a strait betwixt two. He says, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which he knew. And which we also know is far better. All the things that we have going on in our lives right now, all the things that people may even deem as good, we know to leave and to be with Christ is far better. Because we're with him. Far better. But Paul being the apostle that he was, understood that. But he says, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh. So for me to stay in this flesh, for me not to leave, for me not to go, he says, is more needful. He said, for you. He says, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all. He says, for your furtherance and joy of faith. So Paul making it very clear that dying was gain to him. And for us as saints, dying should still be gain for us. Because to depart and to be with Christ, all the saints should be able to acknowledge, is far better. So Paul, once again, being in a strait betwixt two, although he had that desire, he knew that if I abide in the flesh, if I stay here, it's more needful for you. He knew that. And because he had that confidence, he said, I know that I shall abide and continue and not go. He says, with you all, he says, for your furtherance. Furtherance. Just your advancement. Your progress. So Paul knew, for me to stay in this flesh, it's more needful for you. And Paul knew that with the help of God, he was going to be able to support and to help the furtherance of the saints. You see scriptures like this, and the word got to get in your heart. Paul, once again, he had that desire to leave. But he knew, if I stayed with you, if I abide in this flesh a little bit longer, it's more needful. It's more helpful for you. Paul had to know. Paul knew, I can help further you. I can help progress you. I can help advance you in Christ. It was needful for him to stay with them. Saints, we should have a desire for our own individual furtherance. We gotta progress. We have to advance. And that's why when we look back, when the Lord saved us, put us in this life, saints, we've been moving. We've been progressing. People might want to call it, I've been going higher and higher. But we've been advancing. We've been pushing. We've been furthering. And a man might say, well, how? It's because of God. It's because of teaching. It's because of preaching. It's because of the prophesying. It's because of the edifying. It's because of the exhorting. It's because of the scriptures. And so when we look at this life, yes, he saved us. Yes, we have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which we know is far better for us. We still believe it. Death for us is gain. Despite our lives down here, to be with Christ, we know that's victory. We have it. But to be able to see him face to face, to be with him, it's done. labor is over. The toil, the affliction, it's over. We made it. It's gain. But until that time, the way that Paul saw it for the saints, this thing is about your verdicts. And so we got to have a mind in our spirit. I got to advance. I have to further myself in Christ. God does that for us. His scriptures do that for us. But it's not just in the hearing. This thing, we got to believe it. Because I believe it with my whole heart. Saints of God, when they believe it, when they trust it, when they depend on it, without question, they're going to do it. But the apostle knew. Yes, I want to go. But for me to abide in the flesh is more needful. So that's why when we look at the apostles, even then, and the mind that God wanted the saints to have toward them, I'm using them for your benefit. I'm using them for your furtherance, for your advancement. We've said it before. I don't want to be a saint that's lagging behind. I don't want to be a saint that's coming up short. I want to be a saint that's progressing, not going back, not retracting, not showing signs of unbelief, not showing signs that I didn't get it. But I gotta progress. I gotta go further. And it's going to take place through the word of God. The scriptures is our everything. Because in the scriptures, we find counsel. We find guidance. We find steerage. But all this is from God. What saith the scriptures? I don't want to disagree with you when it comes to spiritual matters. I don't want to be on one page and you be on another. That can't sit well with us. Because it's one God. It's one faith. It's one way. We can't be wise in our own conceit. What does God say? And the thing about God, through his word and by his spirit, he's so good, he'll show you that's you. He'll show you that's you. But when he shows us that, we have to believe that. Yes, that's me. And how do I know it's me? Because it's not lining up with the scriptures. It's a real easy connection to make. It's not difficult if I'm believing. It's not hard if I'm trusting. But if I'm in denial, if I'm in unbelief, it'll be extremely difficult for us to see ourselves that we're wrong in light of God's word. It's the scriptures. God mold us. Help us continue to establish us. We should be able to have those conversations. Got children. We can counsel. We can give guidance. God saves others, which I believe he will. If people just choose it. We want to be saints that can help advise. I've been there. I've done that. I've experienced that. If we see people with lack of knowledge of God's word making bad decisions, we should be able to say something. But the thing is, the words don't say something too. And the thing is, this is how good God is, because this is why perfection and his perfecting is so great. Because once again, when he perfects, he's correcting things that's wrong into what's right. And we just have to hear it because it's in scriptures. Real easy. So if I'm one that's not swift to hear, when it tells me to be swift to hear, we should be able, in light of God's word, to see ourselves and know, I'm not one that's quick to hear. Be swift to hear and slow it down. That's God's plan. That's his guidance. And it's simple. It's easy. We just gotta believe it. His word is for our help. His word, saints of God, is for our furtherance. It's just individually. We should want to be good. Individually, we should want to be perfect and complete. Individually, for ourselves, I want to progress. I want to advance. And the mind that we should have, it don't matter who we pass in the process. Because this is about my salvation. I'm still saving myself from this untoward generation. We're still running. We're still pressing. But how do I know that I'm further? How do I know I'm advancing? Doing it God's way. I'm not advancing by hearing just. I'm not advancing by hearing things that's contrary to God's word. That's not advancing. Advancing is hearing, believing. It's about hearing his correction for my situation. So once again, multitude of teachers. So let's just say, we might, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, let's just say we're back in Jesus' day, Paul's day, and Peter's day. You know, I see Peter and Peter teaching. You know, I hear Apollos, and, you know, he's given. I hear Timothy and Paul sending him to help, and here comes Titus. I can't pick and choose. I'm going to receive it all. If I have Timothy, show me something about my situation, but I don't believe it, and I don't trust it, and I don't do it, and then I hear Titus, and he gives me something, and I do what he say, but I don't do what Timothy say. I gotta get it all. I gotta get it all. I can't pick and choose from what's right, what I want to do, and what I don't want to do. I have to take all truth. That's how I know I'm advancing the way that God wants me to. I can't just hear Timothy and just reject what he say, and hear Peter and take what he say, and think in the eyes of God that that's okay. I got to get it all. I got to believe it all. I have to do it all. I have to trust it all. His counsel, his guidance. God just showed. We can't say it enough. Because it's true. We want to be everything. Thank God his word says. But how do you really know you want to be everything? Is that everything, every scripture that I hear, God, I believe it, I trust it, and it always may not be something that you're commanding me to do, but I receive it because it's going to help my judgment. It's going to allow me to believe you the right way, to see things the right way, to feel things the right way. It's going to help me to be on the same page as the body of Christ, as my brothers and sisters, speaking the same thing, saying the same thing, feeling the same thing, one mind, one heart. It's going to do that for me. Further it. And how I'm thinking. First, let me advance in how I make decisions. We advance even in that too. The word helps us. Counsel. Give me guidance. I was on my job last night and, you know, we're revving up for our peak season and, you know, we had a bunch of orders we were trying to push out last night. And the lines just stopped. I mean, things getting back up. I'm like, what is going on? So one of the supervisors that was in the shipping area, there was some obstacles. So for like 2 hours, we just shut down. Stuff not moving. So I'm trying to help you. And so things finally started to kind of click a little. Just a little, just inching. So I'm just sitting there waiting for the lines to move. And he come up beside me and he said, am I going to be seeing HR tomorrow to be fired? And he said, what can I do better? And I gave it to him. Just some guidance. Just some counsel. If he take it, he'll be fine. Same way with God. If we take it, we'll be fine. And that's the mercy of God. Is that when I didn't know and I made a bad decision, when I didn't know, but God, now that you showed me, now that you helped me, I've got to get better. It's just when I didn't know how to conduct myself. Because we didn't know all the ins and outs when we first got the Holy Ghost. But by and by, God, you helped me. I got better. But the thing in our own lives, I don't want to make these leaps and bounds and these jumps in God. And then I get to points where I make leaps and bounds and jumps outside of God and then going back. I gotta keep it moving. I gotta keep going forward. So for Paul to let the saints know, for me to abide in the flesh is more needful. If I'm hearing that, you know what I would have got? It's needful because he's an apostle. It's needful because he has the word. It's needful because God put him in the ministry to teach and preach God. That's how we should have understood that. It's needful because I need the word. I know. If I do not get the word, I know I cannot go further. I know that. It's just spiritual common sense. But we have to believe that. And the belief has to be that the word is what takes me further. If I don't believe that, I'm not going to believe that I need the word to even go further. It's the word. I need it to go further. I understand the elders, pastors, overseers, watchmen. See and give. See and give. See and give. When we receive, choice. I have to make the change. I have to make the adjustment. Because if we stay in the same place, be wise in what we think is wise, but not what God says is wise. That's what God showed you. When people start asking you stuff, have you noticed how you keep scriptures in mind? We might not always say it, but it's scripture. This is the plan. I don't care what my mama told me. If it didn't come from God, that wasn't God's plan. I don't care what my daddy told me. I don't care if people profess to be saved and what they told me. If it's not the word, I know it's not God's plan. I'm not going to listen to you over God's word. I don't care who it is. I'm not going to do it. Because we have to have peace with God. We have to have a clear conscience with God. We have to be able to hear when somebody's off. Doesn't matter who. When you're off, you're off. And if we believe that off, we are going to be miserable. We are going to lose joy. We'll lose peace because I'm believing something that God didn't even say. We have to trust God. Just trust Him. Trust Him. God, you're going to show me. You're going to help me. Some people talk out of turn. That's not God. And sometimes they don't even see it. But you have to stand on what you know the scriptures say. People get offended sometimes. But what's that scripture? This is our life. This is my mind. This is my heart. What does God say? This thing is about life. It's about making it. And even among saints, we aren't enemies. I'm not trying to prove you wrong just so I can feel good about myself. This thing is about Christ. This thing is about, at the end of the day, that we can all just see Him in peace. But that's swift to hear is huge. Because when you're swift to hear, you can hear it, not just hearing what they say, but you're hearing the other stuff that they aren't saying. And sometimes, just chalk it up. Don't have to say anything. Just know, be saved, and keep it. Swift to hear. Just quick to say something. Slow to wrath. I thank God for His words. I thank God for His help. Why? Because we want to be saved. We really do. But it's through the scriptures. God, guide us. God, help us. God, bless us. I'll give up anything. It don't matter. It's not that serious. It's done. We want Christ. I'm kind of lost. For Christ. Yes, I will. Because that's what we want. That's who we want to be. On the inside. Not being conformed to this world, being transformed. changed by the renewing of our minds. These minds are being made new. Just the renovation. Taking out the old, putting in the new. Just, it's something how the word comes. Still see, there's old stuff sometimes still there. But God, through the word, get it out. He'll change your mind. And then you change. But if we don't change up here, this where it's at, I have to see it differently. And God helps us see it differently. The scriptures. That's it. That's when transformation takes place. That's when transformation takes place. So the word, whatever the word is, when we get it here, when that renewing of the mind, we will transform. We will change into what God's plan, God's passion, God's guidance. What it is, we thank you for his truth. Just his word. We still search. We got the scriptures. God, what do you say? What do you say about this? What do you say about that? The scriptures. Search the scriptures. People err because they don't know the scriptures. They're out of place because they don't know the scriptures. They're doing things that's not perfect and complete in God's sight because they don't know the scriptures. But the more we know, we start changing. Not, we aren't in error. But we're in the right. Just let God do what he learned. That's what the scriptures are there for. To help us so we can be his word. Sometimes you ask, is that his will? Is that the perfect will of God? Is, you know, you do something. Hold on. Is this his will for everybody? Is this his plan for everybody? Because once again, when you see it that way, that's an example. The things that we do, especially when we say it, we say it. We are establishing and showing, well, this must be Christ. This must be what God has taught him. That right here, this is okay. But we have to see that in everything. We have to see it that closely in every way. And when you do that, you can't help but get more closer and closer to the scriptures. Because we understand perfection. Yes, we do. We understand the guidance of power that comes from God's word. Yes, we do. But once again, we want to be everything. So God, if there's anything else, show me. If there's anything else, tell me. If there's anything else, teach me. I want to go further. I don't want Kiana, Stephen, Sharonda, Sissy, or Jamie being further than me. I don't want that. I do not want that. I don't want that. And that's how I should feel. I don't want that. Because if that's happening, how I feel, I'm coming up short. I can't come behind you. And I'm not saying to be arrogant or rude. That's just how you have to feel. And if I do the name of every saint in the whole world, I don't want to come behind none of them. Why? Because I want to be right where they are.